Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that each and every one of us are always worried about what other people think. We're always worried about what other people are doing. However, most of us aren't doing the things necessary to actually put ourselves in the proper light or the proper position to actually truly enjoy the life that we say that we want. So today's show, we aren't as bright as we would like to think we are, really isn't an insult to anybody. It's to try to share with the listeners that are listening today some interesting information. And when I say share some interesting information, I'm saying that there's things around us every day that show us that what we believe and perceive to be true in a lot of ways isn't true. It isn't a fact. It's something that's been fabricated, and that fabrication is something that we've taken into our eyes, our ears, and our minds and accepted it as being true. Now, you know, I listen to old-time radio, read a lot of old books, and sometimes if you look at history, you'll see that throughout the ages, you know, most of us have been deceived. And we've been deceived sometimes by accident, sometimes on purpose. We've been deceived so that people could make money. We've been deceived so that people can prosper off of our ignorance or our lack of knowledge. Or sometimes it's just been an honest mistake. It was a wives' tale, whatever it is that happened. But basically, today's show, I want to talk about us opening our eyes to seeing things as they are and us actually taking advantage of the tools and opportunities that are presented to us on any given day at any given time. It doesn't really matter your race. It doesn't matter your sex. It doesn't matter your preference, gender, any of that stuff. What does matter is that you see things for what they are. So today's example, what I'd like to use as a example of it is a lot of people have seen An Idiot Abroad. An Idiot Abroad is a television show that's come on. I think they're right now in their third season of airing. And in that particular show, they have a gentleman that plays an idiot. And he gets to travel all over the world and experience different cultures. Okay? Think of it this way. Most of us would pay thousands of dollars to be able to travel around the world and see all types of different, you know, cultures and experiences. You know, that's somebody that we look at with awe because they're a world traveler. Now, the difference with An Idiot Abroad is that this gentleman is supposedly not too swift. And because of that, he was hired by these gentlemen, and he goes all over the world again experiencing different cultures. Now, the premise is that because of his ignorance, doesn't understand, and he kind of makes a fool out of himself. That's really the gist of it. Okay? The gentleman that plays the part of the Idiot Abroad is, again, perceived as somebody that's really not that bright, not too swift, not too in control of their lives, isn't very cultured, any of that stuff. And his name is Carl, I think it's Plinkington. Well, Carl Plinkington basically is a traveler, and he has a diary, and that diary is his adventures, and it's filmed. Well, here's the interesting thing about that show. He is originally from, the gentleman that plays the part, he is originally from England, all right? He's from Manchester, England. He was born in 1972. And again, from looking at the show, you would think that he's not a very educated man. However, if you really go into his history, you come to find out that the person that's not an idiot or that's supposed to be an idiot, is actually a pretty intelligent individual. Why do I say he's a pretty intelligent individual? Well, Mr. Carl Plankton is a former radio producer. He's a podcaster. He's an author. He is a broadcaster. He also has a net worth of $3.5 million. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said the gentleman that plays an idiot abroad, the person that you look at as some really stupid hick from someplace out of nowhere, is actually worth $3.5 million. And this is just starting the third episode or the third version of his show, because right now he's doing something about an idiot in memorial or an idiot mourning. So now he's going through, again, traveling the world, not paying a dime, eating for free, and room and board is all taken care of, plane fare, all of that. Well, he's now actually doing another show. Well, his average salary is actually $300,000 per year. That's about what he earns per year. And then through everything else that he's doing, again, he's amassed about $3.5 million. So I ask you, in all honesty, in less than 3 years, this guy's worth $3.5 million. And how many of you are worth $3.5 million? I'm talking about many of you that have worked for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, or more. How many of you have earned $3.5 million or have $3.5 million? How many of you are earning $300,000 a year? So the basis of this show is just kind of try to get people to understand that what we see and believe isn't necessarily what truly is. And a lot of us are staring at these televisions and all of these other things, and we're not moving forward in our lives. We're not working together as human beings in this one big blue marble that we all share together. You know, we're not working together to help each other, in some cases as a family or as a working unit. You know, so again, where are you? Who's really the idiot? I mean, let's be honest about this. Who's really not taking advantage of life? I mean, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with Mr. Carl's journey in life or what he's doing. But this guy's an actor, and he's playing an idiot abroad. But we're the idiots that are watching the show and believing that. You know, this gentleman evidently doesn't care what people think about him, and he's taking that to the bank. You know, there's a saying that if you knew how little people cared, you'd stop caring what people think. And this particular show is a perfect illustration of that actual comment. You know, again, the guy is the author of several books, and again, he's not an idiot. He's not a chucklehead. He's featured on a main TV show. He's become famous. And let's be honest, he may be acting the fool, but he's living a life that most of us dream. Most of us will spend thousands of dollars to go on a vacation for 2 weeks if we can afford that. If we've been at the company that we work for long enough or the industry we've been at long enough, hopefully maybe we'll get 3 weeks or 4 weeks. You know, if you're in the United States, that's pretty much a good deal. Now, if you're, of course, in another country, in some other countries, they end up getting a month or more off for vacation, which is a beautiful thing. But what I'd really like everybody to evaluate is that An Idiot Abroad, which has won him an award at the Factual Entertainment's Award, he's also featured in The Adventures of Lying. He's also ventured in The Dawn of Lying and the final episode Extras. Again, like I said, he's an author of several books, and he's living a very happy life. He's a comedian, all of these different things. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to stop looking at other people living their lives, and we need to stop becoming voyeurs of other people's success. We need to give the due where it's due and do the things that we need to do so that we can live and experience the lives that we were born and chosen to live. Most of us are cheating ourselves. We're not really patronizing the people that we should be patronizing. We're not utilizing our time and our energy effectively. We're not covering all of the bases to make our lives the lives that we truly, truly want to live or truly want to exist in. We're actually a sad facsimile of the people that we should be and could be. So I'm sharing this show, and this is a little bit of a short show, but I'm sharing this show with you to hopefully get some of those that listen to it to share the link with other people. You know, are we really as bright as we think we are? Most of us aren't. You know, are you living your dream? Are you really being the person that you always thought that you would be? The thought of the person that you thought you'd be when you were a kid, is that the person that you are today? Are you living a life worth living? Are you living a life that you're proud of? Are you leaving a legacy or are you leaving debt? And you've heard me say that particular comment a couple of times. What are you doing to make your life, your dreams, the life of your children, your loved ones, and all of those people that you care about a life that is memorable, a life that is joyous? Will people, you know, when you pass, will people be sad that you passed? Or will they rejoice in the fact that they had the opportunity to know you, to experience you, to see what it is that you had to share with life? Are you going to leave a memory or are you just going to leave debt? You know, what are you going to do? So when we talk about your personal development, are you working on your personal development? Are you creating a legacy as far as a network of people that work together? Are you combining with them or is it just, you know, trying to get the next check? You know, are you experiencing life? Do you have coaches and mentors in your life? Are you building a community and a strong community with a strong foundation and strong pillars to hold up your walls? You know, are you competent about what you're doing? Are you credible? You know, are you dependable? Are you reliable? You know, when people see you, are they happy to see you or do they want to run away? You know, do you listen more than you speak? Really kind of an odd one for somebody that does a show, right? what are you doing to create a balanced life? You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Darren Hardy that wrote a book, and his book is a phenomenal book. I didn't read the book. I read the book before it was a book, when he was first offering it out. And it is called The Compound Effect now, but originally it was called Your Best Year Ever. You know, and in that, and other people, Zig Ziglar talks about it, Brian Tracy talks about it, Jim Rohn talked about it when he talked about the seasons, you know, and life is about the seasons. But ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to this, I want you to stop for a second and just think to yourself, you know, is your faith side of the quotient? Let's look at the circle of life. Do you have faith? Do you have family? Are your finances straight? How about your fitness and health? You know, how about your following? Who's following you? Do you have the freedom that you truly want? What types of friends do you have? Are you having fun in your life? Are you living a life worth living? Are you constantly and eagerly and willingly going to improve your overall knowledge? I'm not talking about your knowledge of some romance story or some fantasy. I'm talking about things that you can use and utilize to not only help yourself, but to help other people that come into your life. In the circle of life, where is it that you have things that you're missing? Where are the things in your circle of life that you would like to improve that you know could better you as a human being, better you as a person, better you as a father, a son, an uncle, a mentor, a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a supervisor, a fellow employee, you know, a clerk, a typist, a program analyst, a systems analyst, the president of the company, the vice president of the company, the HR manager, whatever it is that you do, a secretary, executive assistant, you know, specialist, truck driver, garbage picker-upper. You know, they said that if you're going to pick up garbage, be like Da Vinci and do a work like Da Vinci, sweep floors if you're a sweeper, you know, be the best sweeper that you can be the best person that you can be. Mr. Pinkerton is being the best idiot that he can be at this stage of his life, at this episode in his evolution of developing himself, and he's taken that to the bank. What are you doing to take your skills, your talents to the bank? He's entertaining millions. Millions of people are watching this. ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Judge Judy, I mean, you know, phenomenal show if you watch it. I'm not really a TV watcher, but I've caught some of the episodes of it. They've paid that woman over $100 million for those episodes. Why? Because we are sitting there looking at that misery. And I'm not saying that Judge Judy doesn't share justice with some people. Of course, some people do get justice. But we're not watching it for that. We're watching it for the entertainment. And because of the fact that her entertainment gets ratings, they're paying her $100+ million for the episodes that she's doing. So how much money are they earning from the advertisers and all these other places to bring her in? Mr. Pinkerton made $3.5 million. Well, guess what? Or Mr. Carl got $3.5 million. Then what is he earning from that? And what is it taking from you because you're the one feeding that? And again, there's nothing wrong with watching television. There's nothing wrong with reading a romance novel or a science fiction or a vampire trilogy or whatever it is. But are you doing the things to move your life forward in your progression of your own evolution? Me, same thing. Am I doing the things necessary? Every day, I personally strive to be the best person that I can be. Sometimes I fall short, I'm sure. But here's the thing. I continue to try. I continue to push. I am just like you. I am trying to figure out how to pay my bills. I am trying to figure out how to keep my car insured and keep the lights on and the gas on and send my children to college and make my wife have the best life that she can possibly have. But guess what? If all of us just do a little bit to help each other, that would be a much easier goal for us to obtain. If all of us are honest and true to ourselves and do what's necessary so that we can elevate each other to the next level, wouldn't it be a beautiful thing? Wouldn't it be a great thing? If all of us were following our hearts, if all of us were working to create peace, not just peace with the people that you like and love, but peace with everybody you meet. If all of us just smiled a little bit more and shared that smile with somebody that just may need it. If some of us just held the door a little bit more for the people that may want to hold the door. And if they don't say thank you, then you know what? You say thank you to yourself. Why? Because you had the mindset, the heart, the energy, and the desire to do it. So don't just do it for how good somebody else is going to feel. Also do it for how good it's going to make you feel. You know, fall in love. A lot of people don't like themselves. Show your gratitude each and every day of your life as you work to go forward. Enjoy the little things in life. Stop being sorry for what you don't have and be sorry for what you have. Stop being sorry for what's not working out for you and look at the things that have worked out for you. Every day, be thankful as you move forward in your life towards your goals. All right? Discover what your passions are and be spontaneous and enjoy them. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, guess what? You're moving forward. Embrace every possibility and believe in yourself. Your life is now. Don't let anybody tell you that tomorrow is coming. Make the best of today. Stop worrying about the past. Trust me, the past grabs us all. Sometimes the present is really hard, but the present is hard because you're fearing the future. Every day, find something to be thankful for. If you don't like your job, for the next week, go into your job and try to find the things that you're thankful for, the people that you're thankful for at your job. And see if your mindset doesn't change after you go back and realize the good things and stop harping on all the bad. Again, we're not as smart as we think we are, but we can be. All right? Mr. Carl Pinkerton, if that's how he says his name, again, $300,000 a year, net worth, $3.5 million. What's your net worth? Who have you brought joy to? At least he's bringing entertainment for those that want to watch it. But let's get away from the misery. Let's get away from all of the things that aren't serving us or helping us to move to the next level. And think about it. We aren't as bright as we'd like to think we are. But we can be a lot brighter every day if we just take little small steps to move forward in our lives and to make this life the best life that we can make it by doing the things necessary for us to move on. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. If you found anything that we said on the show as of use to you, please share the show with other people. Listen to it again. Understand that negativity doesn't make your life have a positive mindset, have a positive effect. It's positivity and taking action with that positivity. It's having faith and believing in yourself and your fellow man and doing the things necessary so that you can live the life that you want to live. Enjoy the little things. Dream big and believe in miracles, because guess what? You can do it. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you very much, and you guys have a blessed day. Thank you, and I wish you the best. I wish you and yours every success.